program of the Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show, brought to you by RBC Dane Rauscher, Jackets & Company, Color 8, and GM Petroleum Distributor. Shara Schaub, the head coach of the Lady Yellow Jackets, coming off a good weekend for the volleyballers. We'll be back with the Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show.
At First Interstate Bank, we have the world's smallest checkbook, the First Interstate Visa Check Card. Use your check card like a check anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Use it at gas pumps and grocery stores to make everyday errands more convenient. Or use your check card to get cash at over 130 First Interstate day and night teller ATMs across Montana and Wyoming. Best of all, it's free. There are no annual or monthly fees. It's a checkbook. It's an ATM card. It's First Interstate's check card. First Interstate Bank, member FDIC.
Back in the Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show, Perkins Restaurants, Orthopedic Surgeons, State Farm Insurance, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Chinook Wireless, a couple of the corporate sponsors making this possible with Lady Yellow Jackets and MSUB Athletics. Coach, a good weekend. You went over Rocky and a tough Seattle team, a couple of wins, 17-9, 9-7 in the conference, and on a roll and doing pretty strong at home.
Yeah, we were excited to come out this weekend and, you know, have a little homestand here at the end and come out strong. You know, it's always fun to play Rocky. We had our gym packed, and you know, they did a good job. In the beginning, I think we won the first game. They came back and won the second, and then we basically came out firing all guns and took over after that, game three and four. And pretty much did the same thing against Seattle, where, you know, Seattle actually took us that first game, and we were just a little complacent, and, you know, then we got a little fire under us, and after that came out and beat them 30-17, and then 30-17, 30-22, which are some pretty big numbers. That's a pretty big gap in rally scoring for volleyball.
How do you go? Will you build on it next year, like the consistency? Stay very, very strong at home, and I guess that's you probably go through that with any season, whether you were playing back in your playing days, right? The road's not always an easy thing, but you have held serve at home, which all teams like to do and really need to do these days.
Exactly, and you know, anytime you go to somebody else's gym, it's going to be difficult just because of the travel. And you know, but what makes championship teams is because they can take care of business on the road. So that's something that we definitely are going to have to work on next year, but really still focusing on this year. We have two matches left coming up, so that's our main focus, and make sure we get two wins. They're going to be tough ones.
Right. Seattle Pacific right with you in the standings. You can move up a little bit depending on how the other teams do. Western Washington has the lock at first, and the Northwest Nazarene right above you, and you know, capable of getting a couple more match wins, obviously.
Yeah, especially, you know, regional-wise, you know, we're ninth in the region right now, and if the top eight go on to the NCAA tournament or the regional tournament, and with, you know, Seattle Pacific is 10th in the region, so if we beat them, you know, that's a good win for us. And then Northwest Nazarene is at 4th in the region, so if we beat them, that will really give us at least notice to try and get move up into that 8th place spot to go on to the tournament. But again, like I said, those are two tough teams coming in, both hot right now at the end of season. So, you know, we got to come out strong and tough and aggressive right away from the beginning of the match.
And you've talked about that, and even as the season gone on, have you gotten better? Have you been pleased with your team? At sometimes, I don't know if it's still going on, you know, that slow start has gotten you before.
Yeah, all season we've kind of had that slow start in game one of each match. And then, you know, we kind of turn it around, and it's those games, you know, on the road that we don't turn it around that end up getting to us. And the way our season kind of has panned out, we were really strong in the beginning of the season, and in the middle we had a little bit of a lull, and with all those road games, let down a few. But right now we're just pushing to finish strong and kind of push through the end line here.
What about Seattle Pacific, Northwest Nazarene? You talked about strong opponents in the GNAC and still battling for position. What problems are they going to present this weekend?
Well, Seattle Pacific has Alyssa Givens, who is, I think, leading or top of the conference in aces. And so we've got to make sure that our passing is on and that we're going strong and aggressive with our passing so that we can run our offense. And Northwest Nazarene is one of those teams that is pretty well-rounded. You know, they consistently have three or four of their players with double-digit kills. And, you know, so we've got to make sure that we focus on everybody on that team and make sure that we can contain all of them and not just focus on one player like it will be against Seattle Pacific with their top player, Alyssa Givens.
And coming down, you've talked about a lot of times, it's a little different thing. Maybe not, you know, a little bit. Sometimes it's been defense, sometimes it's been your serving, sometimes passing. What are you going to look to focus on, and what are you going to look to, not improve upon, but keep working at it this weekend with your club?
Well, I think we need to remain aggressive in our serving to take the other team out of their offensive schemes. We also have to be aggressive in our passing, which means, you know, really getting that ball up to our setter quickly so that we can run our quick offense. And from there, you know, we need to keep a consistent level of energy and intensity throughout the whole matches here and really finish with a bang and go hard at it emotionally also.
All righty, Coach, the games are on Thursday and Saturday, both 7 o'clock at the Altura Ritz. Come out and support the Lady Yellow Jackets, and thanks for the visit, Coach.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show is brought to you by Denny Menhold, Chevy Hummer, Yellow Book USA, Frontier in First Interstate Bank, and Clock Tower Inn. You've been listening to the Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show.